Today we are going to pray for Big Bear City, not to be confused with Big Bear Lake. Big Bear Lake is completely different, and it's actually to the west of Big Bear City. Big Bear City is an unincorporated town along the east shore of Big Bear Lake, surrounded by the San Bernardino National Forest, and it's 27 miles northeast of San Bernardino City. Its population was about 10,000 at the end of 2021, and it's because of where it is and that it is unincorporated. It is under the first district in our county, under the representation of Colonel Paul Cook, who's retired, and he is the board supervisor. So we are going to pray for the county board supervisors in totality, including all five of them, but also for the Bear Valley Unified School District that has a couple of positions open, and we'll be praying for the decision making that they have for Big Bear City proper. So, Father, we lift up the county board supervisor, specifically Colonel Paul Cook. We pray, God, that you would grant him creative ways to help this city, Big Bear, and that they would find ways to help the residents, the commerce, the businesses, the recreation, the Forest Service, the sheriffs, the police, the fire department, especially there too, is always busy this time of year. We also pray, God, for the elections, and that you would help Colonel Paul Cook and those that work with him for this particular unincorporated city, that they would come up with truthful things, that they would present new ideas, that he and his team could actually help them. And God, because you desire all people to be saved, we pray for the salvation of Colonel Paul Cook, if he isn't, and that for every supervisor that's in San Bernardino County, and throughout the entire county government, all those that work for the county. We pray that you would capture their hearts for kingdom work so they can help turn the hearts of others toward you and the good of our county, helping everyone live peaceable lives. For both those that were elected as supervisors and those that were appointed by them on staff, give them a desire to promote righteousness, the things that will honor you, Lord, not themselves. Cut through any hypocrisy or tendencies to make their names known instead of your own. Let them experience the joy of sacrifice, honor, and a pure conscience. Bring a spirit of unity to our county, but only with compromises that promote your good. We also pray that there would not be any godless laws or damaging agendas. Let wisdom and integrity reign in every leader's life. Keep their goals simple, birthing ideas or laws that will help keep our county safe. Protect the weak, heal the broken, and encourage every person to their full potential. Protect them and their families. Surround them with your angel protection. Give every leader a strong sense of their destiny and remind them of their accountability, not only to the ones they serve, but also to you, O God. Open their eyes to your perspective for decision-making. May your word, O Lord, become the truth and guide for all decisions. And may they look to you for the last word. Raise up strong leaders in our county, Lord, who will stay the course and work tirelessly to foster peace, fairness, and justice for all. In Jesus' name. And we pray for those officials, the leaders in the school district, that you will raise up leaders that will not promote things that are not of you. We pray for the parents to speak up and vote for representatives in their school district that will reach the things that they want their children to know and not know, that they would be open, the school district leaders would be open to the Bible being a part of their library. We pray, God, for them to be open to parents making decisions instead of the teachers about their children, especially when it comes to gender and any kind of operations or pills. We pray, God, that there would be an open dialogue and communication between the school board district, that you would put in place elected district board members who will be honest and fair and just and will listen before speaking to the parents, and the parents would have an ear and be understood. And we pray, God, for godliness to be come forth from it, that there won't be the woke CRT and LGBTQ pushing, but instead the freedom for the children to raise their standards, that they would be so better off as a result, that the teachers would be free to teach what the kids need to know. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the elected officials that will come in the community service district, that will come into the fire department, the sheriffs, and we pray, God, that you would lead each of them in a moral compass, that their focus will be on you and you alone. We pray that you would raise up righteous leaders in each of these areas. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.